The Internet was started for the easy exchange of data from lab to lab. Commentator Kim Lane says its size is now overwhelming. It's even influencing what we can do for our children.
The Internet, that buzzing, unruly roommate welcomed into homes across America, is responsible for sparking a multitude of new trends, the parenting market apparently being no exception. The latest consumer craze melting moms and dads' modems is to purchase and register a domain name for their wee newborn. Just to be clear, I'm not talking about parents simply adding a birth announcement page to an already existing personal website. No, that would be a dark ages 20th century thing to do. I'm talking about registering a child's name as an independent domain, you know, www.childsnamehere.com. Why a writhing, gaseous being that won't be able to distinguish a PC from a large toaster oven for at least another 3 to 4 years needs a domain on the Internet is anyone's guess. I'd like to believe the trend blossomed simply from parents being drawn to the newness and excitement of the uncharted Internet, with its non-existent boundaries, ever-increasing functionality and potential, much as early settlers once regarded the West, and wanting to share that excitement with their progeny. And maybe for some parents that is how it started. But experience leads me to believe the rapid spread of this trend is most likely explained as a highly infectious case of keeping up with the www.joneses.com. A few calculated whispers during bunco night across America, and poof, a new fad is born. And you know how parents can be when they get a whiff of a pungent new trend. The things they desire for their children often make them behave like them. Who can forget the live news coverage across the country of frustrated and frantic adults tussling and hair-yanking in the aisles over the last Tickle Me Elmo doll, only to do it all over again the next year with Furby? Is it just a matter of weeks before we're privy to similar hysteria? Will we soon find sought-after domain names for sale to the highest bidder on eBay? Will parents feel the need to purchase not only a .com name, but a .org and .net names, too? Domain name nastiness could be just around the corner. Quick, how many of you just thought about doing a search for your kid's name? Come on, admit it. Yes, I predict that soon all across America, in bedrooms cast aglow by murky blue monitor light, the cries of anguished parents will be heard as they lift their clenched fists and voices to the sky and lament, "Oh no, someone's already registered CaitlinSmith.com. What will we do? Hoo-hoo." This trend even has the potential to change the way expectant parents choose baby names. Old standards like Jessica, Jennifer, and Katie will be tossed aside as already registered rejects, as parents are forced to consider radical alternatives. Honey, how about Michael with a K, a U, and 2 L's instead? We can always change the birth announcements later. And finally, this trend could have farther-reaching ramifications not yet realized. Just imagine the dramatic shift in schoolyard taunting and tongue-wagging. Childhood skirmishes will no longer be about who called whom a butthead, but instead could include, "My hosting service is better than yours." "Oh, huh. Mine supports front-page extensions and provides 3 major domo options. Nyeh." I guess as with any new trend, we'll just have to wait and see what the future brings. Like the old song says, "Oh, the times they are www.changin.com."
Kim Lane lives in Austin, Texas.